1969, I was 26 years old and had my degree in the teaching of the Spanish language and literature. Adriano Bernasconi hadn't married me, but some other fellow, and who knows whether he loved or deserved her as much as I did. Around that time, Adriana was pregnant and very close to delivery. She still lived in the same beautiful house as always, and she herself looked more beautiful every day. Very early that suffocating December morning, I was giving private grammar lessons to a few young high school boys who had to take an examination. And, as usual, every now and then, I would cast a melancholy glance across the street.